right now. And I'm going to premise this story tonight from Ron Paul, LibertyReport.com. And that is from the archives of the growing threat of the police state. Don Casey, Jeff Domus, and this other fella, Nick, recently discussed a critical topic, the rise of the police state in the former free world. Nick, in my experience, the U.S. is some of the most aggressive police in the world, and I first noticed that when I was traveling many years ago. There's a conversation going on here between these fellows, but anyways, the idea is the militarization of American police, and I found that just before going to air tonight, and I thought it was really, really perfect to cover tonight what, and of course my link is out of place, so yeah. For those listening in a rebroadcast, you'll excuse all of that. Pause. Yeah, it's froze up over here. Just a second, please. I have to get back to the other link. All right, and thank you again, Kate, for your help. All right, so we're starting out tonight. This is about BLM's Agent Love, deadly cruelty behind the shield. The infamous Dirty Dan. The feds are engaged in an extensive grudge match against Western dissidents without regard for the cost to justice or the taxpayers. Arguments or opinions are that federal government, its officers and agents, or its agencies are improperly and excessively armed, use military tactics, act outside their authority, and have engaged in the use of excessive force and other venues at other times. Las Vegas Review-Journal reported alleged misconduct or excessive force by law enforcement, extended grudge matches by the federal government and its employees against people challenging their authority in general, and Westerners pushing back over control of public lands in particular. Now, we're talking Black Hawk helicopters, machine guns, grenade launchers, battering rams, explosives, chemical sprays, body armor, night vision, repelling gear, armored vehicles, and tanks. Clearly, we're not in Mayberry anymore. If we're not training cops as soldiers, giving them equipment like soldiers, dressing them as soldiers, when are they going to pick up the mentality of soldiers? If you look at the police department, their creed is to protect and serve. A soldier's mission is to engage his enemy in close combat and kill him. Now, do we want police officers to have that mentality? Of course not. And that's from Arthur Reiser, former police officer and member of the military. Public enemy number one for rural Utah sheriffs just happened to be a fellow peace officer, Dan Love, the Bureau of Land Management special agent in charge. According to court files, elected leaders and even deputies have confronted BLM rangers publicly challenging their authority. Elected law officers from Nephi to Blanding call him an arrogant and dishonest bully who has little regard for local authority and dodges accountability, building a collaborative approach to work. Police work on the state's federal lands. Love reportedly just laughed when Garfield County Sheriff James Danny Perkins relayed ranchers' complaints about federal officers removing plastic feed tubs. And those are like mineral blocks, nutrients, and so forth that the cattlemen put out for their cows, or cattle, that is. And that's out, okay, so federal officers removed plastic feed tubs from the range and threatened the ranchers with litter citations. So he drew some controversy during an undercover probe of artifacts in Blanding in 2009. More recently, Love led the BLM's aborted roundup of Clive and Bundy's cattle following an armed standoff. BLM killed many head of cattle that belonged to Clive and Bundy and his family, and then sought to cover up in mass burials. Tom Lacovar Stewart and Pete Santilli went out and did some recordings of that. A lot of photographic evidence to that effect. Also, it will be in the links when I publish all the information here. By the way, again, this is basically copy and paste verbatim. And thanks again to Kate for the edit and the help in that. Even though I might not appear to be doing such a wonderful job that you have done for me. Thank you. So, okay, back to the story. Now, why do you suppose they don't make any mention of what took place in Oregon in 2016? It's because there are two ranchers, Stephen and Dwight Hammond, currently serving five-year sentences under terrorism charges for starting backfires to protect family, property, and cattle. One of those fires was allegedly due to the actions of a BLM agent starting a fire. However, emphasis added, BLM creates the same fires with destructive results. Definitely a lot more to that story. I've covered it in the past with feedback. I'll look for that link and bring that back in as well. So Dan Love, the Bureau of Land Management agent, now under investigation by the agency's own Inspector General's office for egregious ethics violations related to the 2016 Burning Man Festival in Nevada. He has a history of cruel and ruthless behavior, which predates the current uproar over his thuggish tactics. Prior to Love's involvement in the failed raid of the Bundy Ranch in April of 2014, he led the 2009 Federal Antiquities team Operation Cerberus Action in the southeastern Utah. The sting, which took several years, and climaxed when federal raids by hundreds of armed BLM and FBI officers on dozens of homes. It also led to the death of four men involved in the case. Suicides, many of them. One of them most certainly was actual, and I won't comment on the others. Excuse me one sec.
Take a lozenge.
Okay, I had to take a swallow there. So there's a lot more to that that I don't include in this, but in the links that I will include, we'll follow that. So, where am I at here? Violations to the 2016 Burning Man Festival in Nevada is a history of cruel and ruthless behavior, which predates that uproar. So we skip ahead here to where I was. So the Interior Department's Office of Inspector General investigated an unnamed Bureau of Land Management supervisory agent in Salt Lake City for more than a year on his ethics complaints, with the independent panel concluding that breaches had occurred. I had to scroll. Let me get back where I'm at. Sorry. Okay, now it's working. There we go. The agent with the Deseret News has confirmed is Dan Love through a familiar. Oh, I'm sorry. The agent. let me try again. The agent with the Deseret News has confirmed is Dan Love through a source familiar with the investigation is accused of using his position to secure preferential treatment for his family during the 2015 Burning Man event in Nevada, including using federal law enforcement officers as personal escorts for their safety, as well using BLM vehicles to transport his girlfriend and allowing her to share an overnight deal on lodging with him. And the Burning Man $1 million luxury compound to take care of BLM needs for the event. The National Office of the BLM released a statement on the investigation saying it takes the allegations of misconduct seriously. Seriously? The prosecution in the Bundy Ranch case were found to be withholding information that could substantiate the defense's case that the Bureau of Land Management goons under the direction of Agent Daniel P. Love were not at Bundy Ranch to carry out a lawful court order, but were in fact going into tactical mode in order to murder innocent civilians. In-dash video made public during the first two trials, you can clearly hear crosstalk in the background asking agents to move communications to TAC lead channel 329 while communicating with ICP communications director Tony Samunsky, SAC, Daniel P. Love snipers on the Mesa, and other BLM tactical gunmen in the Wash. Tony, he says, testifies in court under oath in the first Bundy trial that recordings of those transmissions were lost after the hard drive running the recording software had somehow mysteriously come unplugged during the protest on April 12th of 2014. And I was there. Samunsky also admitted under oath she had shredded garbage bags full of documents concerning Operation Gold Butte that were found in a dumpster. Gold Butte is where Clive and Bundy run his cattle, and I think the bounds were beyond that, which is now been designated National Monument. More of that can't be communicated here adequately. So I'll finish here with a few things. So on January 26th of 2016, Lavoie, Ahmed Bundy, and the other folks on their way to a scheduled meeting in John Day, Oregon, in a forested area with extremely poor, if non-existent, cell phone coverage, were set upon by modern-day highwaymen. The driver and passengers of the second vehicle submitted to the demands of the heavily armed interlopers. At gunpoint, they left the vehicle to sit on the side of the snow-covered roadway. The driver of the second vehicle, a white pickup, following the exit of one of the passengers that jumped out, sped away seeking the assistance of a peace officer. That is Sheriff Glenn Palmer of Grant County, Oregon. Again, to whom he was on his way to meet with. But yeah, we know who that driver was. He exited the vehicle, drawing fire away from the occupants within. One of them got shot anyways. Ryan Bundy, great guy, met him. Talked to him a lot, and his brother Ammon. All that time I spent there. Good folks, really. You know what else? So, some of the people that were charged, they were charged for words, not deeds. So I want to leave you with this. Someone spoke out against what he believed to be a corrupt U.S. government. He says, you'd think the First Amendment, which protects your right to free speech, to speak horribly of the government, if you so choose, would have protected this man. His name's Cox. And you're right, it should have. In fact, according to the ruling by the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS. Yeah, that's a word.
SCROTUS.
SCROTUS, yes. So in Brandenburg versus Ohio, 1969, an individual can't be punished for inflammatory speech unless it is likely to incite imminent, look up the word imminent, on beyond this, imminent lawless action. Oh, here it is. the exact definition of the word imminent has been clarified by the department. Oh, wait a minute. Did I miss a line? Clarified by the court, yes. In a subsequent Hess versus Indiana in 1973. And Hess was a man who had been part of a demonstration. A demonstration. Sounds familiar. And that occurred. A street the sheriff's department. In a street that the sheriff's department cleared to the people from that street. The court found that Hess's speech, when he vocalized aloud that they were going to take the FN street later, or again, whatever he said, was protected speech, in part because his speech amounted to nothing more than advocacy of illegal action at some future time, perhaps, and therefore it did not meet the imminence requirement. Burleson was sentenced for 68 years, and you know what they got him for? Not what he said or did at the time, but for what he said after. 68 years. Who plied him with alcohol? Pumped him up? Yeah. What would you done? These same a-holes came to talk to me. And I told them, I am here. Want to know what I'm carrying? What guns? Whatever. I said, I'm here to stand as witness. And I am armed with my phone, my voice, and my feet. These are these same guys looking about like the devil to whom they may consume. I was there. I saw these people being charged or being persecuted. There are dissidents, yes, Terry, dissidents. They stand against corruption of the government. They're not anti-government, but anti-corrupt government. So I'll be there in October when they combine Eric Parker and Scott Drexler along with Cliven Bundy, Ryan Bundy, Ammon Bundy, and Pete Santilli. And Ryan Payne as well. So they're going to try to do what they can to make sure that they have a conviction. Dissident, yeah, I'm going to say they're dissidents. So all of this is going to be cut and recorded, and I'll bring all the links. And again, this is almost verbatim. Copy and paste and tied together in part by me and then clarified by Kate. Again, thank you very much. So that's that on that. This terrible guy, Dan Love. And I'm sure there's much, much more that could be told. Were you a fly on the wall and many things. And also, one of the links I'll be sharing, you ought to see what this guy did to the families of the guy there in Utah that they forced to, anyways, the guy committed suicide, and oh, how he played upon the family. Terrible, terrible man.
The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.